This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters in Denver will see a wide selection of candidates to be the city's next mayor. 17 people have made the ballot. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that's the largest field for Denver mayor in at least 40 years.
Current mayor Michael Hancock is term limited after 12 years in office. Now a rush of high-profile candidates have jumped in.
Hey, I'm State Representative Leslie Herron.
And then there's Kelly Bruff, the former Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce leader.
I am so proud to announce my candidacy for mayor of Denver.
And former state senator Mike Johnston, a fundraising juggernaut, who says that the city's challenges, homelessness, affordability, and crime, may seem daunting.
Until you put good people hard at work with a big vision to try to execute on them. And I think that is what the city needs right now.
The election is April 4th. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
There's more about the candidates at denverite.com. Governor Polis has announced his appointees to the state's new Natural Medicine Advisory Board, which will help craft regulations for legal psilocybin, which voters approved in November. Vail Resorts is cutting office space at its headquarters in Broomfield. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The ski company is looking to offload 76,000 square feet, which is 5 of the 9 floors it currently occupies, according to a report in the Denver Business Journal. Vail's employees aren't required to go into the office, and not enough people are coming in to justify keeping the space, a Vail spokesperson told the DBJ. The office reopened last May, after being closed since the pandemic hit in March 2020. Vail is one of many companies cutting office space as remote work becomes increasingly common. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Much of Colorado is cold with a chance for snow today. It turns sunny and warmer on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.